Hi and welcome to MFR Farming for Wednesday. I'm Richard Jones. And first off today, a quick update on the harvest as it gets underway down south. Across the south coast, the reports of winter barley yields confirm what we reported a few days ago. That's very variable. 3.8 tonnes a hectare to 8 tonnes a hectare, or in old money, that's a dreadful 1.5 to a more respectable 3.25 tonnes an acre. It's all been down to soil type and conditions, with the southeastern corner of England really suffering. Official figures for rainfall at Harlow in Essex were, get this, March 8 mil, April 3 mil and May 7 millimetres, bit different to the 90 millimetres in 2.5 hours at Castle Stewart last weekend. Now, for today, we're going back to look at that hot topic for farmers at the moment, renewable energy. You may remember we looked at photovoltaics, or electricity generation from the sun, yesterday. And today, William Wilson from Emotion Energy tells us about other options for farmers, starting with the wind.
Turbines are not a bad investment as long as you have the correct turbine, the correct wind speed, and the correct maintenance. And I think that the whole thing of any industry is being as honest as possible. And we have the data. These companies are MCS accredited, and they should be able to tell you quite accurately when your payback will be. I think the most pragmatic thing within renewables or any business is to be able to walk away when a system is not the correct thing for the farmer, especially in the farming industry, because all the farmers throughout Scotland and the majority of the UK, they know each other. So what is the point in installing something that's not going to do what you said it'll do?
A company such as yours, you're able to provide this kind of unbiased advice. Is it turbines? Is it solar? Is it heat pumps? They come into it as well, presumably.
A heat pump is a fantastic option for a lot of houses. Now, farming houses, compared with new build, they're not very, very well insulated. So for some houses, a heat pump wouldn't be a good solution, because a heat pump, unlike oil, will only take the radiators up to 55 degrees. And for an older farmhouse, you actually need, you know, 70, 75 degrees. So you won't get the heat that you're used to. So it's not always the best system for a farmhouse. But if your farmhouse happens to be well insulated, then it could be a solution.
So there you go. The best advice is to get advice from an independent consultant or a company who know what they're talking about. But that's it from me for today. I'll be back tomorrow as usual, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.